Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there at 7:07, 7 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. now on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Only with you for an hour tonight, though. Coming up at 8 o'clock, it's Bulldog Hotline, yeah. Roundtable.
Bulldog Live.
Bulldog Live. I knew I'd been hammering
the name.
It used
to be called Bulldog Hotline.
It used to be Bulldog Hotline. Now it's Bulldog Live.
Yes.
With my buddy and yours, Scott Howard. So we have an abbreviated show on this Monday, and we're going to do Movie Monday. First off, the gang's all here. Low T Chuck, Screening the Calls, Longoria, Takeout Window. Good weekend, gentlemen. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Super hungover from Hot Neighbor's birthday, but...
Her birthday party was...
Saturday.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
I will say that I have tipped over being old. I can't party like that anymore.
No, of course not.
I did.
You're used to partying in the flatlands of Montana.
Flatlands?
I don't know. This high altitude.
In Atlanta. There's a foot above sea level really messes with
you. Did you know the Atlanta Braves have the highest stadium elevation east of the Mississippi in all of the Major League Baseball teams?
Which is what, 30 feet?
No, we're like 1,000 feet above sea level here.
Really?
Yeah.
That high?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Yeah. I would never have believed it.
Yeah. It's true. Of all the Major League Baseball teams, because, you know, when the altitude gets higher, the ball travels farther.
Well, yeah.
So that's why they used to call Fulton County Stadium the launching pad, one of the reasons. But of all the Major League Baseball teams east of the Mississippi, the Atlanta Braves have the highest elevation of any other. I don't know if that's going to be the same in Cobb County. They put him down in a gullet or something, but SunTrust Park. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. So Chuck had a birthday for his hot wife that didn't invite me. Did you get invited to the Chuck's
birthday? I did not, no.
What's up, dude? Seriously.
What?
Are you ashamed of us?
No. Well, I know Longoria would have to go through the pain of getting a babysitter and all this stuff, and I need to tell him things a month in advance.
Yeah.
So I, generally forget. I don't think
and
ahead
just
that
me,
far.
You're ashamed of me. That's all.
That... Partially.
Really?
And you have a tendency to say, yeah, I'll go, and then you wouldn't show up. I would never hear from you.
Well,
I've seen you. I've seen you do this with Buford and others, and so I just...
Listen, I respect Hot Neighbor more than any random chick that Buford's hanging out with. So if I committed... Now, unfortunately, I was out of town this weekend, so
yeah,
I could have gone.
In Florida.
But see, that's where you screwed up. Again, I got to teach this country kid the ways of the city. So you knew I couldn't go to your wedding. You send me an invite anyway, and I mail you a check.
Well, I didn't want to be that guy.
No, you be that guy. That's,
okay.
That's how
is that
you
the
make,
guy I am?
That's how you make it in the big city.
Oh, okay.
You knew I couldn't go to a hot neighbor's birthday. You invite me, and I go, oh, I can't, and I'll send a bottle of wine or something.
Oh.
You know, take advantage of the situation.
All right. I'll remember
You're
that
You're just
next
a good
time.
Guy, I guess.
I don't think about that.
All right. Longoria, besides not going to his wife's birthday party, what did you do this weekend?
Nothing. Same old, same old. Just took out my wife Saturday night.
Oh, for her birthday.
Yeah, her birthday was last week.
And you took her where
so
on Saturday?
So we went to the movies, and then we went home.
We went to that symphony?
Went to go see Gold.
What's Gold? Oh, was it good?
With Matthew McConaughey. It was all right. It was pretty good.
Stacey Keach.
Yeah.
Guest on the Mark Arum Show was in that
there
movie.
There you go.
Where did you go to dinner?
We didn't go to dinner. We just ate there. We were just there. Yeah.
Popcorn?
Yeah. We went to Parkway 15 or whatever, with Cobb.
That's my joint.
Yeah,
that's where
she really. I took her there once, a month ago, and those seats recline.
Oh, they're awesome.
And she was like, "I never want to go to another movie theater ever."
They're
so,
money.
We went there.
Yeah, those mommy.
And then I cooked steaks last night on the barbecue pit for us.
I don't care about last night. You said something about
I was just gonna say we went on Friday and watched the Atlanta Symphony. They did the score for Raiders of the Lost Ark and watched
it. Shut up, really?
So cool. Yeah, I guess they're doing one of the Star Wars next, but it was awesome. There were so many times that I forgot that they're right there playing.
Yeah.
Like, I just watching the movie, and it was so perfectly synced and timed. And
that's amazing.
And then I would be hyper aware, like, oh, crap, they're right there.
Yeah.
And then I would stop watching the movie, and I'm just watching the musicians. Like, it was a really cool experience. I would suggest anybody wants to do something like that, definitely should.
Again,
it was
had I known about that, I would have loved to have gone to that. But that's all right.
It's a date night thing.
Not that you asked. My weekend was good. I went to Florida. I visited my aunt and uncle. My parents flew down, and my brother flew in from Seattle, and my cousins were there. So it was like a big family reunion. I flew down Saturday morning, flew back last night. Real quick, I won't bore you with the details, but so my flight landed at 7:15 p.m. last night. I get off the plane. I didn't have a bag. It was one day. I had a backpack. I get out to go get my car. Protesters out front.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was like, oh, so I periscoped it. It's probably dead now. I think you have like 3 minutes to watch it before it goes away on Periscope. But I just landed right after the Delta computer meltdown. So I could have been.
Oh, man.
Yes,
you'd still be there.
Someone could have been. Tim Andrews could have been doing the Mark Arum show tonight. I could have still been there. I just got in under the Delta crash. Not crashed. Let me rephrase it.
Computer system.
Anyway, so the one highlight of my trip is my parents are down seeing my aunt and uncle. They're going to Naples for a month, but they stop and see my aunt and uncle in Aventura for a week. And they get one of those residence inns kind of suite hotels. And they're like, oh, you just stay there tonight. We'll get a cot for you. And your brother will sleep. I'm 12.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. They still think I'm 12. They're like, your brother will sleep on the couch. We'll get them to bring in a cot. And I'm like, 43 years old. I have a job. I have many jobs. Yeah. I'm not sleeping on a freaking cot.
Yeah.
So I've got this app called Hotel Tonight. I don't know if you ever had it.
No.
You download it, and it's basically just a cheap hotel app. And you start looking, and the prices drop significantly. So I was able to get a hotel right on the ocean for under $200. And I was like, perfect, book it, I'm there. You know, normally it's like a $600 room.
Wow.
But the later you wait, the more it drops.
Right, right.
So I, bam, book it at dinner. I get there, go to the hotel, and I'm so tired because I was up in the early morning flight, family all day. I didn't get my normal midday sleep. So I checked into this hotel. I'm on the 7th floor. I just crash out. I fall in. I don't even turn the TV on. I just fall in the bed. I'm out cold. 8 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm starts going off. I don't know if you've ever been in a lot of hotels, but that's a common occurrence. One out of three times I go to a hotel, the fire alarm goes off.
Really?
That's never happened to me.
That's never happened to me.
Really?
No.
Oh, no. Always. Always for me. And it's never anything. So it's 8 to 8, but you know, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to ignore the fire alarm. It's
right.
It's going off like, meh. And then, like, 30 seconds later, it's like, meh. So I get up, and I open the balcony that overlooks the ocean, and I look to the left, and I see the firefighters kind of, like, strolling up the driveway. And I'm like, oh, they're not concerned. I'm going back to bed. Put my head down. 15 minutes later, the guy gets on the speaker. Everyone get out of the hotel now. Evacuate. Evacuate. And I'm like, nice. Holy smokes. Literally, holy smokes. So I grab my duffel bag. I go down the stairs. I'm on the 7th floor. Thankfully, I was on like the 30th floor, you know, my old butt having to go down 30 stairs.
Yeah, well, at least better than going
up. So I go down to the 6th floor and I start smelling smoke. And I'm like, oh man, this is legit. Go down to the 5th floor. And as I turn the corner in the stairway to the 5th floor, all these firefighters with hoses battling this blaze that's coming out of the door from the 5th floor. Smoke's pouring out. There's water everywhere. And there's a mass of firefighters like blocking the stairway. I'm like, hey, can I sneak by? And the guy's like, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out. And I was like, it was a legit fire.
That's why you got it for $200. Because
yeah, yeah.
Well, now, here's the question. Maybe this is a Clark Howard question. Do I ask for my money back? Or, like, what's the...
Did you go back and sleep after all that?
No, I ran out, got an Uber, and was like, I'm out of here.
You just bailed?
I bailed. What am I going to do?
Well, where did you sleep?
That was 8 in the morning.
Oh, I already slept. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, you slept the night there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's like eating 3/4 of a steak or the entire thing and sending the bone and fat back and be like, that wasn't a very good one.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I wanted to sleep 3 more hours. I mean, I had three more hours of sleep left in me.
I don't.
So just let it go? Just let it go.
I would. Plus, you got it for $200. If it was $600,
yeah, good point.
I would say yes, yeah, but $200, right. I fair wouldn't enough. Bother.
Was it a $600 room? I mean, when you walked in, was it worth $600?
Who knows? Like in Miami, who knows what... They give me a beach ball.
You know, what does that have
you know,
to do with
hotels,
anything?
You know, some hotels give you like a cookie.
Yeah.
Or mints.
Okay.
I walk in, there's an inflated beach ball on the bed. Because I guess, you know, if you want to go play on the beach or whatever. Yeah, so I didn't even grab that.
Man, you didn't even get the complimentary beach ball.
I was going to bring it for your daughter, but the fire alarm put me out of there. So that was my weekend. I almost died in. That's how I'm going to tell the story. I almost died in a fire going, getting out of the hotel. It was the I've been in hotels 40 plus times where their fire alarm has gone off.
And really?
It's always.
I think someone's following you and setting them off. That's never happened to me in all the times I've stayed
once.
In.
Not once.
No?
No.
Well, you guys are in hotels that don't have fire alarms. That's the problem.
That's what I was just going to say. We're not staying in the high class.
You're in motels. That's the problem. You're in motels. All right. Anyway, it's Movie Monday. We only have an hour, so we'll stop messing around. Today is one of my favorite actors' birthday of all time. And if you are a loyal listener to the Mark Arum Show, you know who I'm talking about. Mr. Gene Hackman, 87 years young. I adore that man. Adore that man.
He's 87?
87 years old. Has hung up the acting spurs, apparently, after he did Welcome to Mooseport. I believe that was the last movie. He's like, all right, I'm done. You know, I'm going out. I'm done. 87. So real quick, we'll have a short show to honor the legacy, the ongoing legacy of Mr. Gene Hackman, who's 87. Simple question, your favorite Gene Hackman role or movie? We don't have a lot of time to go in depth here, so only on an hour. So 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. As an aside, though, we're obviously pumped up for the Falcons this week. I want everyone that calls tonight, at some point in their call, to give me a little Falcons rise up. We're going to record them, and Buford's going to make them into something, like a song or something. If you don't want to call in, just use the open mic feature on our app and just give me your best Falcons rise up in your singing voice. That's all I ask. We're going to make a song for the Falcons from WSB Radio, and we need as many listeners as we can to go. Longoria?
I'm not going to say
You're not going to do it?
No.
Chuck, no?
Don't look at me.
Falcons rise up.
You sounded so horrible on
you're
that show.
You're punch drunk because you're sleepy.
I know.
So.
All right, so there you go. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Gene Hackman's 87th birthday, your favorite Hackman role or movie. I'll tell you mine when we come back, and give me your best Falcons rise up on air or on the WSB open mic feature on our radio app. Longoria will be playing a soundtrack tonight in the show. At the end of the soundtrack, if you guess the movie, you win the WSB prize pack. We'll be right back. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show. Two songs into this soundtrack, it sounds familiar, but I don't have a guess yet. Maybe you do. Gene Hackman's 87th birthday, 87 years young, talented young man. Your favorite Hackman role or movie? Brian's in Sewanee. Brian, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
I've got a great Gene Hackman story for you.
Please.
Back when Trivial Pursuit first came out, like in 83, 84, somewhere in there, we got it for Christmas, and we were doing shots every time you missed a question. And one of the persons that I was playing with was trying to cheat and look at the back of the card. And the question we asked was, who baptized Christ? And he was so drunk, he saw Gene Hackman on the back of the card and answered Gene Hackman.
Was that
Gene Hackman, that's what I think of.
But I'm assuming that's it.
I'd have to go with Hoosiers.
I'm assuming that was an incorrect answer. Gene Hackman was not the...
Yeah, no, that was not the correct answer.
I'm a Jewish, but I'm going to say John, right? No. Who baptized Christ? Was it John the Baptist?
John the Baptist.
Yeah, look at that. I even nailed that. What about the Moops? The Moops from Seinfeld?
The what?
It's the Moors.
The Moors, you idiot. Not the Brian, you want to give me a rise up? Falcons rise up?
No, I'll pass.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You could get residuals. You know, people. If we put this on iTunes, you could get residuals. Mike's in Monroe, Georgia. Mike, welcome to the program.
How you doing tonight?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I've got two movies. It's a toss-up between the two. But Enemy of the State I really liked.
That was good.
And one movie that I really especially liked was The Conversation.
What was that about? Who was in that?
Oh, that was about the security guy who eavesdropped people. Harry Call was his role.
Harry Call?
Harry Call was his name, and he was this big shot undercover guy, private detective. Everybody knew him, how great he was, and he uncovered the murder of an executive by his estranged wife, who was having an affair with another officer in the company.
I don't think
and
I
it was
saw
a cameo
that.
Performance in that movie with Harrison Ford. I can't believe you haven't heard of it.
No, I'll write it down. Do you? All right. So, Mike, you mentioned Enemy of the State, which was, you guys saw Enemy of the State, right? Where they're tracking Will Smith and all the tech.
Yes,
that movie was made in 1998.
Yep.
And they could track people like that then. Imagine what they could do now, Mike. Yeah. The NSA knows how many nose hairs you have right now just from talking on the phone. Real quick, do you want to give me a Falcons rise up?
Well, you got to rise up.
All right, fair enough. That'll work. David's in Douglasville. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. One of the favorite Gene Hackman movies, it's actually more of a recent one, was The Runaway Jury.
Yes. Well, he hasn't done a movie since 2004. Runaway Jury was... No, was it... that was the one with Dennis Hoffman?
Yes.
That was... I don't think that was the name of the movie, though. They had another movie, another name. Yeah, it was Runaway Jury. You're right. I'm sorry to question you. That was good with John Cusack and Rachel Weisz, and Gene Hackman was the bad dude. He plays a bad dude so well. Real quick, here are my three favorite Gene Hackman movies and roles. You ready? Unforgiven.
Oh, yeah.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Love that movie.
He's so good as Royal Tenenbaum. And the third, Harry Zim in Get Shorty. If you have not seen Get Shorty, you need to watch Get Shorty. One of the all-time greatest funny movies of all time. This is part of the soundtrack for real?
It is, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Three songs into the soundtrack. I don't know what it is. I won't guess it, you said. All right. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're celebrating Gene Hackman's 87th birthday. Your favorite Hackman film or role when we come back after News, Weather, and Traffic, Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show. The show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Except tonight, we're on till 8, and then it's Bulldog Live, 8 o'clock. My buddy Scott Howard, the voice of the dogs, right here on your home of the dogs, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Open mic request, please, if you have our WSB radio app, we're going to make a song. Just hit the open mic feature on the WSB radio app and give me your best Falcons rise up, and we'll put a compilation. We're making a song. You could be part of a hit song, so please do that, or you can call the show and do it on the air. 404-872-0751 800-WSB-TALK. Johnny Kilbasa did one. I'll play. Did he send it to you guys too?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's funny.
I'm sure it is.
It's very. Maybe I'll play that before the end of the show. Real quick, Movie Monday. Gene Hackman's 87th birthday. Your favorite Hackman movie or role? I saw a movie on the flight. One and a half movies. I saw the second Jack Reacher. Have you guys seen that yet?
No, I didn't even see the first one.
I'm a Tom Cruise guy now.
How were you not before?
I was lukewarm on him.
Really?
I don't know, because everyone loves him. So, you know.
I don't love him, but
I'm starting to love him.
Yeah.
I like that he's old now, but he's still. Jack Reacher too. I give it a thumbs up. And I've watched the first half, the flight landed, so I couldn't see the end of it, of the Roberto Duran movie.
Who's that?
Roberto Duran was a boxer in the 70s.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an actor.
No, Roberto Duran. Good. I like boxing movies.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro plays his old trainer, old Jewish guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's makeup or if De Niro's just getting really old.
I think he's getting old.
But he looked like my Uncle Abe.
Abe Pagoda?
No, just my Uncle Abe. He looked really Abe Mandel. Rest in peace, Uncle Abe.
Really?
But that's what De Niro looks like now.
Wow. Wow.
It's like, give me the gefilte fish. I don't know why he has an Irish accent all of a sudden. But. All right, real, back to the phones. I'm sorry. Gene Hackman. Blaze in Stone Mountain, it's been a month of Sundays since we talked to you. Blaze, how are you?
Well, you changed your schedule, and my life didn't change, but yours sure has.
Well, the good news is Buford and Low T throw up the Mark Arum Show podcast every night right after the show, so you can listen to that at your leisure.
I will be leisuring.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Favorite Gene Hackman movie?
Well, not the movie, just all of his interviews were always so wonderful and funny, and he was he's always a gentleman.
He's a national treasure, that guy. Right. Sorry. Blaze, do you want... I do. It's a great mouth.
Yes.
Blaze, do you want to give me a Falcons Rise Up?
More than ever.
All right, you
I
ready?
I love the Falcons. Right, go Falcons. Rise up, Atlanta. Go Falcons. Do the bird. Rise up the ATL, go Falcons, do the bird, ooh, ooh, 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 do the bird.
That's called going above and beyond. I just wanted a Falcons rise up. Give me a one that was beautiful, and that will make the song for sure, Blaze, but just give me a simple Falcons rise up.
Falcons rise up.
Almost as good as me. Almost, Blaze.
Yeah.
Give me a take two.
All right, ready.
Falcons
take two.
Falcons rise up.
Wait, take three. I stepped on you. Go ahead.
Okay. Falcons rise up.
You've done some singing, Blaze.
I am. That's what I do for a living, baby.
You'll never go hungry. You could be be on a corner somewhere and just singing tunes. Blaze, always good to hear from you. Mark's in Buford. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I almost hung up after she went on that singing rampage. I didn't think I'd be able to even come close to that.
All right, but that's okay. No, we want all types and all sorts of fans.
Yeah. No, I got two movies. Quick and the Dead. It was like mid-1990s.
Okay.
That was a good movie. I had a lot of actors in it, a lot of young actors. And then the other one.
That was the one with Sharon Stone, right? Sharon Stone was the – yeah, yeah.
And a very, very young Leonardo DiCaprio or – whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Good Western. Love Westerns.
Yeah. That's why my favorite is Unforgiven. That's my favorite Gene Hackman movie, and it's my favorite Western of all time. I love that movie.
Yeah. And then Crimson Tide, of course. That was an unbelievable role that he played in that one, the submarine movie with Denzel.
Yes. I'm kind of claustrophobic, so anytime I watch a submarine movie, I kind of freak. I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm like, oh, I would hate to be in a submarine. But him and Denzel, toe-to-toe in some of those scenes, yeah. Not only, you know, you had for me, I'm freaking out because they're on a sub and I'm already claustrophobic. Yeah. And then they're the tension filled and World War III. And yeah, great, great flick. You want to do Falcons Rise Up, Mark?
Oh, sure. I'll give it a shot. Tell me when.
Whatever you're ready, buddy.
Falcons Rise Up.
Ooh, I like it. A little soulful, deep. Very good. Ooh, and he hangs up. That's a walk off.
It's a mic drop.
Chris is in Lawrenceville. Chris, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
What up, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man,
hey,
good.
Gene Hackman's a great actor. I love him.
Favorite Gene Hackman role or movie? What do you got?
Mississippi Burning is about as best he can get right there.
Oh, I forgot about that. Have you guys seen that? You need to see that, Mississippi Burning. I have a feeling these two bananas haven't seen
it. Movie. That's
oh, yeah, I've seen Mississippi
movie.
Burning.
That was Defoe as his partner. Oh, my God. That's a great.
FBI agent.
Yeah. Oh, that might be my number four now. That has No, maybe does that crack the top three? I totally forgot about Mississippi Burning. Good.
I don't know. Good Shorty is pretty good, too. I love
so
him
good.
That one. That's a great movie.
Harry Zim. Such a good role. All right. Chris, give me a Falcons Rise Up, my friend.
Falcons rise up.
All right, fair enough. We need chorus members, too. Not everyone could be a star. Virginia is a star. She's in Gainesville. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark.
What up, Virginia?
Well, I have to tell you, hands down, The Birdcage. He was hilarious in that.
He was very good in The Birdcage, too. This guy, he's awesome in everything he does, is basically the main thrust of this show. That was where he played the conservative senator whose daughter gets engaged to the son of a gay couple that owned a nightclub in Miami.
Yes.
I think my hotel in Miami was right next to that, the Birdcage Club, La Caja Fall. if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Do you
it
know
was
who was awesome in that? I gotta look this up. The woman that the actress that played Gene Hackman's wife in that movie, she was so funny in that. Do you know? Let's see, I'm gonna find her name for you. Diane Weist.
Weist? Yeah.
She is a great. Where she doesn't get enough notoriety. Oh, I didn't get a Falcons Rise Up. Virginia, call me back. I need your Falcons Rise Up. Rita, Margaritaville, you're on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Rita.
Hi, how are you, Mark?
Excellent. How are you, dear?
Doing fine. This goes way back. Maybe back in the 80s, it was, I can't remember the name, if it was Bat 57, Bat 50, what, something like that. But he was shot down in the Vietnam War. And he had played every golf course in the United States. And so his rescuers would say, take the second hole at Palm Beach. And he would know to go 350 yards and then a dog leg left.
Yes, that was Bat 21.
There you go.
Yeah. That's an under the radar movie for Gene Hackman. A lot of people have never seen that.
It's a great movie.
You know what I forgot? Someone on Twitter said Lex Luthor in the original Superman.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was the bald Lex Luthor. He was so good. And what was his sidekick's name? Man, people just
rise
dropping the mic.
Because they don't want to have to do that.
They don't want to do the Rise Up. Ned Beatty as Otis, his sidekick. What a great duo those two were. Hackman and Beatty in Superman. James in Atlanta. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, buddy?
What's up? Did anybody say Hoosiers?
No.
You know, that's my favorite. I mean, I'm from Illinois, so being from the Midwest, man, Hoosiers, man.
Hoosiers Rise Up.
You know, that's a great movie. And another movie is Quick and the Dead.
That is
with,
a good one.
Gene Hackman, Sharon Stone, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Russell Crowe's in that movie, too. Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Do you know who's starting to look like Russell Crowe right now?
Are they getting fat?
No.
No, because Russell Crowe's getting fat.
Well, not they are starting to look like Russell Crowe did 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Dave Hubbard in the Traffic
a little,
Center.
Yeah, with, yeah.
He's got the beard going now. I told him today, I'm like, you kind of look like Russell Crowe. And he said something else that was ridiculous. He goes, oh, because Hubbard's got the greatest pipes in the world. He goes, people tell me I look like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Russell Crowe 10 years ago,
not Russell Crowe now. Russell Crowe deserves to get fat. He can blow it up.
Oh, he totally can. I watched The Nice Guys again over the weekend.
Yeah.
I love that movie the more I watch it.
With him and the other guy, Gosselin.
Yeah.
Who's not getting fat.
No.
Russell Crowe deserves to go full Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah, he totally can.
You can
just fine.
Just let it go. Nice. You were Gladiator. You can do whatever you want now. You were Gladiator. Mike's in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. Mike, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Yes. The previous two people took two of the ones I was going to say. One was Hoosiers and the other was Birdcage. But here's one that most people don't know him in with Al Pacino, Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, what was that? Tell me about that.
They were hitchhikers, but they got picked up for the wrong reason, put in a county farm prison, and one thing led to another that Pacino got beat up by the other inmates and got
interesting.
Killed.
1973, Max, that's who Gene Hackman is, an ex-con drifter with a penchant for brawling, is amused by a lion and a homeless ex-sailor as they partner up and head east together. I've never even heard of that. I've got to watch that.
Okay, and here's something the other person just mentioned. Bat 21, there's a lot of history to that. That was a true story. He was a lieutenant, the real person, a lieutenant colonel. 12 people died trying to rescue him. The Vietnamese wanted to keep him and get as much information out of him because he was really adept with technology during that time frame. And they wanted to bolster their military by finding out what he knew and implement it in their army.
How about that? Hey, before I let you go, Mike, you want to give me a Falcons Rise Up?
Rise it up, brothers.
Fair enough. Good job. All right. One of two more chances to guess the movie soundtrack coming up right now.
You'll get it here. I'm making this one. Doesn't
thrill me at all. No, I don't have it yet.
Really?
Someone's going to have it. If you know the Weeknd soundtrack, If you know the Movie Money soundtrack, call now to win the WSB prize pack. I don't have it. I recognize all these songs, but I don't know the movie yet. Someone will know. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll finish up the program celebrating Gene Hackman's 87th birthday on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. All right, final segment of the Mark Arum Show. Back on tomorrow, normal time, 7 to 8:30 tomorrow. Real quick, rapid fire. Tracy's in Cartersville. Tracy, your favorite Gene Hackman movie?
Uncommon Valor.
Oh, good one. You want to do a Falcons Rise Up?
Let's see. Yeah. Falcons Rise Up.
Oh, the voice of an angel that lives in Cartersville. Danny's in Loganville. Danny, your favorite Hackman movie?
Unforgiven.
Oh, I love you, buddy. Love you. In a cool brotherly way, because that's an awesome movie. You want to do a Falcons Rise Up?
Falcons Rise Up.
Wow, that was a little Elvis take on it. I love it. Brantley's in Sandy Springs. Brantley, your favorite Hackman movie?
Well, definitely my favorite Hackman role is The Chamber.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it's raw and it's graphic and it's the truth.
All right, and you want to do a Falcons Rise Up?
Falcons Rise Up.
Another little Elvis-y kind of Johnny Cash take on it. D. Wayne's in Athens. D. Wayne, what is your favorite Hackman movie?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, good. I just watched a documentary on Bonnie and Clyde. That's an interesting couple right there. Give me a Falcons Rise Up, D. Wayne.
Hey, did you get an answer on the movie thing yet?
Chuck, what's the scenario here, Chuck? Do I do with this guy, or do I go with what you said? He was on the line first.
True.
It's your call.
You do what you want. It's your
All right.
show.
D-Wayne, you called first. What's the soundtrack?
Blazing Saddles.
Longoria, is it Blazing Saddles?
It is correct.
That's so funny because everyone kept tweeting at me saying, Blazing Saddles, Blazing Saddles. And I'm like, Gene Hackman was not in Blazing Saddles. I didn't know what they were talking about. All right, you have won a four pack of tickets to an Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena. Don't miss Clark Howard night this Saturday. Get $9.55 tickets at WSBRadio.com. Hang on, D-Wayne. We're going to get some info from you. Chad is in Athens. Chad, your favorite Hackman role?
The Firm.
Love it. You want to give me a Falcons Rise Up?
Falcons Rise Up.
Nice. A little Don Knotts there. The Firm was good. He was really good in The Firm as the sleazy lawyer. Jerry's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Jerry, your favorite Hackman role?
Favorite Hackman movie, funniest movie of all time, Young Frankenstein.
There you go. Jason's in Marietta. No, we lost Jason. Shout out to a Chad from the Cigar Guys radio show on Twitter. He was the first one that mentioned Gene Hackman and Superman. So Chad from the Cigar Guys radio show, legendary radio program. Chad's a legendary dude. He's a good guy and my pal. Let's do Star of the Show.
Now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
It's not Chuck. He didn't invite me to his wife's birthday party. Or Longoria. He didn't invite you either, right?
No, he totally didn't invite whiffed. Me. Yeah, he didn't
I'm going to give it to you, Longoria, for Friday's work.
Thank you. You
didn't do crap tonight.
No.
But Friday, you put together a hell of a Mark Arum show.
Yeah.
Bleeping out all those Mexican cuss words. Yeah. Also known as Spanish cuss words.
Yes.
All right. Keep doing the open mic. Feature. Give me your best Falcons Rise Up. Buford's going to make a song. I'll play John and Kilboss's song tomorrow. He'll be along with a fast food review. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.